He's a plumber.
Brody's Plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Oh, our favourite part of the week. Let's get him on. Rudy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dits. Good morning to you, Ruin. I believe you've got a new cast member on the show there.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Loz. Yeah.
Hello. I'm so excited to meet you. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure I'm going to be a huge fan of yours too. The show couldn't get any worse.
Come on, Rudy.
Tell you what, Loz, you've started at the bottom. There's only one way up. So,
how many stars on our show, Rudy?
Your show is a black hole. You fall in there.
No,
of course, I'm kidding. Okay. It is the best show on Triple M in Adelaide in the morning. Gotcha.
What are you critiquing this week?
My wife, Martha, and I like to stay in touch with the zeitgeist and the changing attitudes of society apropos taste and entertainment. Mm. Mm-hmm. And to that end, rather than watching hideous has-beens prostitute themselves for yet another bit of exposure on Celebrity MasterChef, we decided to watch the show that's taking the world by storm, Squid Game, on Netflix.
I haven't seen it. Can you say that again for me, please?
Squid Game on Netflix. Yeah. Squid Game is a science fiction-y dystopian drama set in contemporary South Korea, where poor people with spiralling debt or no money are sucked into a game of life and death, but mostly death, by the lure of instant riches.
Wow.
It's the Hunger Game on steroids for older, ugly South Korean people. It's an horrific, mind-bending orgy of bloodshed and violence. The games these people are playing are high stakes. Win or die. It's pretty simple.
Right.
Now, the best paid person on this film set is the one supplying the blood packs. It is gory, gratuitously violent, mentally scarring, and the most awesome show Netflix has ever created.
Really?
Oh, Martha and I can't get enough of it. And if we were to put it up against what we were going to watch, Celebrity MasterChef, then I prefer an orgy of violence to an orgy of self-important losers giggling hysterically about their cooking skills. The big question about this year's Celebrity MasterChef is, why have they done it? And who is Dilruk Jayasinghe?
Oh, man, I can't believe I'm going to get judged for my cooking. Could they have picked anything else that I could have been judged on?
It's a cooking show.
Biggest eyebrows.
I'm Dilruk Jayasinghe. I'm a comedian. And cooking is a new thing for me. I'm getting critiqued constantly. That's on comedy, the thing that I do and the thing that I love to do. I've never been critiqued on my food.
So he went on to a cooking show and he couldn't cook. That's great telly. Jesus Christ. Other questions I have about Celebrity MasterChef is, can't Ian Thorpe get more publicity wandering around disorientated somewhere in Sydney?
Oh, come on, Rudy.
And when will Chrissy Swan find purpose in her life?
Oh, no.
And why don't the producers combine the mystery box challenge with the Squid Game, win or die?
Yeah.
And let's remember Jock Zonfrillo, one of the judges on Celebrity MasterChef. He's previously set somebody on fire.
You did too.
I urge you, Jock, don't stop now.
That'll get your ratings up.
Absolutely. Flame up a celebrity. Colette Dinigan, whoosh. Dilruk, can't cook, can't crack a joke either. Boom, up you go. Sorry, torpedo, whooshka.
Archie Thompson.
Boom. Yeah. Burn a celebrity at the stake. Anyway, back to Netflix. Netflix is boasting Squid Game will become its most watched series, eclipsing Bridgerton, a series about people having sex in the olden days.
Yes.
It sounds like a documentary about your friend, the Moon Man's sex life.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say dead. Yeah.
Is that a bit of ancient history? Is it?
Ha, ha, ha. I'm kidding. No, but lessons to be learned from Squid Game. sort out your finances or you'll get shot in a game of what time is it, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah, what time is it, Mr. Wolf?
And South Koreans speak very quickly. I found it hard to keep up with the subtitles, and I'm not an imbecile. So for most Australians, that's going to be pretty difficult. The story is multi-layered and the acting is exceptional, cool. So it's nothing like Back to the Rafters. I don't hate it. I love it.
Oh, yeah. This is a first.
Five stars for Squid Game.
No way.
Goodbye.
You beauty, Rudy.
This is a record.
There's so much bloodshed. It's just awesome.
All right, Rudy. We'll go and watch it.
Todd Seaton.
Rudy Vanderstone.